$10 million. That's how much state lawyers have agreed to settle a special education lawsuit filed by the Disability Rights Center and the law firm of Alston, Hunt, Floyd, and Ng. Attorney Meredith Miller sat down with us this morning to talk about what this means.
This settlement is one of a number that have been pursued over the years here in Hawaii regarding the right of special education students to have appropriate education that's tailored to their special needs. This lawsuit challenged a state act called Act 163 that was passed by the legislature in 2010 that was illegal under federal law, the federal law called IDEA, Individual with Disabilities Education Act, which indicated that students are entitled to appropriate education in public schools up until they reach the age of 22. And what Act 163 did is it was kicking kids out if they had reached the age of 20 by the beginning of their school year, whatever school year that was in high school. Right. And so they were denied those services. Alston, Hunt, Floyd, Ng has a history of taking on cases in the public interest here in the state. And they had been involved in some earlier education cases. In particular, they'd partnered with the Hawaii Disability Rights Center here in Hawaii. Their director, Louis Urtishik, deserves a lot of credit for this lawsuit. He and his team have tirelessly supported the special education population here in Hawaii. And so we had a relationship with that organization in the past and went into this case as co-counsel for the class.
And so you found, though, that the DOE was just not continuing the services after the students hit 20?
We were getting complaints from families who were simply confused about why their children were being excluded from school when students without disabilities were guaranteed that education up until they turned 22. And so they noticed the disparate treatment. Enough complaints came in that the Hawaii Disability Rights Center took the lead, partnered with our law firm to figure out what was going on, and then filed the lawsuit in 2010.
So what does this class cover?
There are 495 class members who are in the class that was certified by the court, and the Department of Education has recognized that class. Unfortunately, we can't accept any more students, but I can tell you that a lot of work went into vetting the eligibility of those students, and the court approved those 495. Those students are now between the ages of 22 and 24, and unfortunately, they've sort of scattered across the islands as well as the country. And so it's very important that we try to track all of them down so that they're able to receive the services that they were denied by the state.
Okay, and how does this work if families have, let's say, paid out of pocket for whatever programs their children needed?
We have two different ways that we hope to provide the services to these students. The first is that if the parents were able to find substitute services, if they paid some sort of support providers or other educational providers such as community colleges or other sort of compensatory education services, if they can sign an affidavit and provide to us documentation of those expenses that they incurred once their child was aged out of school, then we have the ability to reimburse them for those costs. The other way, which will probably be the majority of the class members, is going to be we have partnered again with the Hawaii Disability Rights Center to identify vendors throughout the islands who can provide a lot of these services. So there are occupational services, educational services, some adaptive equipment type services. And in those cases, what we hope to do is match up the class members with those vendors and have them directly provide the services, which the fund will then pay for.
Okay. So they won't have to pay any more out of pocket.
No family should have to pay anything out of pocket to get these services.
And those services will continue even though they might have hit age 20?
At this point, regardless of their age or their situation in life now, they are owed these compensatory services, and we will help them get them.
Okay. And then going forward?
Going forward, what we're trying to do is compensate for the time during which they were excluded from the education they were owed. And so there is a limited amount of money in the fund. Granted, it's $8.2 million that will go directly to these services. But once that money is gone, we can't provide any further services. What we have done, a lot of staff hours and attorney hours went into sorting the class members by evaluating the severity of their disabilities and also for how long they were excluded from classes and what sort of compensatory services will best serve them. So not all the class members will receive the same dollar value in services. We're really doing our best to really tailor the services provided to each individual student.
But going forward, I think folks would like to think that then this practice will not continue if it was discriminatory.
Oh, absolutely. The beginning of this lawsuit was challenging Hawaii's Act 163. That challenge went to the Federal Appeals Court, which overturned Act 163. They said it was unlawful. So it took Hawaii until 2014. It took them about a year to get that law off the books. Hawaii schools are no longer under Act 163. So children now are entitled to stay in school until they hit the age of 22.
Okay. And the settlement comes 25 years after a lawsuit was filed. It was also a special needs lawsuit, Jennifer Felix versus the DOE. And that was a big deal because the state was put under federal consent decree. And I think it cost them like $1 billion to improve the services.
That was one of the very first cases here in Hawaii to really focus on the Department of Education and how it was taking care of our special needs students. Felix, as you said, was a very protracted lawsuit. It was challenging the fundamental services that Hawaii was even willing to provide these students who needed extra support both in and out of the classroom in order to get that equivalent education to what Hawaii was providing to the non-disabled students. So that case really was the bellwether that put Hawaii on notice that it had to do better for its special needs students. And unfortunately, they still need some oversight, and this lawsuit is yet another reality check that they really need to take care of these students better.
So at this point, then, you folks are really just trying to locate some of these families that will be entitled to these services.
Right. It's really crucial. Thank you for having us on today. I very much want to reach out to families. Any family who is in the class should have received either an email or a letter from us at the end of May. We've talked to a whole lot of students over the course of the last 2 years, and unfortunately not everyone we talked to made it into the certified class because there was something distinct about their educational record. But all of those who were deemed eligible should now have been contacted. We do have a website. It's hawaiiclassaction.com. This website is called ERK versus the Department of Education. We urge any students and any families who believe that they are eligible class members to please get in touch with the law firm because we very much want to distribute every penny of that $8.2 million to these students who deserve it.
All right. Well, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much for your time.
That was Meredith Miller of the firm Alston, Hunt, Floyd & Ng talking about the settlement reached with the DOE over special ed services on behalf of close to 500 families who joined in the class action lawsuit. We did reach out to the DOE for comment but did not hear back.